The Good and the Bad of Bing. This is Future Tense from American Public Media. I'm John Gordon. Microsoft is throwing a huge party for its new search engine, Bing, tonight in Seattle. The company is commandeering the Seattle Space Needle, planning to bathe it in spotlights and fly a giant Bing flag from the structure's antenna. The search tool went live yesterday, a couple of days earlier than expected. Future Tense news analyst Dwight Silverman has been putting Bing through its paces. He calls the Google wannabe intriguing.
Because I think that it does require thinking about search differently and approaching the results differently. What Bing does, its primary difference, is that it takes the results that you get and tries to categorize them with certain topics. Bing knows what some things you're asking about are. So, for example, I put in, I was looking up information on my 2001 Ford Mustang, and it knew that was a car. And so it gives you subcategories in the upper left-hand corner. In the case of a car, it was parts, used, accessories, reviews, specs, and I could click on any of those and get results, search results, just within those categories, which makes it much easier to find. Because if I had just done 2001 Ford Mustang, I'd get a slew of stuff and kind of have to either narrow it down with a better search or to kind of go through several pages. Bing kind of cuts some of that short.
Are you saying that Microsoft with Bing is really fighting people's ingrained habits more than, say, the search quality of its top competitor, Google?
Well, I think in order for it to gain any traction, it's going to have to do that. Bing has to be good enough to get people's attention. There will be, you know, the initial early adopters who all tested, and most of what I've seen today on the web has been, hey, this isn't bad, which was kind of my reaction. But the proof will be in the pudding over time. And as I said earlier, Bing has to do search and do it as best it can where it counts. And where it counts ultimately is in the relevance of the search results.
So what is the best thing about Bing and what's the worst thing so far?
Probably the best thing, I think, are the categorizations. As I've been using it, when it does have the categorizations, and it does not always because it doesn't always know what you're looking for, I think that is it. That has helped save me some time several times with it. I think probably the worst thing remains the raw results. It's better than Windows Live Search, which was the previous product. It's not as good as Google. And I think what Bing needs to do is to continue to work on that algorithm and get to the point where the search results are not only well categorized, but very relevant.
Dwight Silverman writes about technology for the Houston Chronicle. You can easily find a link to Future Tense on Bing or Google or Yahoo, or you can just go to futuretense.publicradio.org. Let us know what you think of Bing by leaving a comment there or by calling 612-284-1965. 612-284-1965. This is Future Tense. I'm John Gordon.